And I actually, I took out a handful of stones from my pocket that I've been carrying around for weeks, hoping for just this interaction. And, you know, they were pebbles. But he grabbed them out of my hand. He was actually an elderly man, mid-70s, just so you know. But he's still an adulterer and still quite angry. He grabbed them out of my hand and threw them at my face. And I felt that I could, eye for an eye, I could retaliate and throw one back at him. So that was my experience stoning. And it did allow me to talk in... talk about in a more serious way these big issues, like how can the Bible be so barbaric in some places and yet so incredibly wise in others? How should we view the Bible? Should we view it, you know, as original intent, like a sort of a Scalia version of the Bible? How is the Bible written? And actually, since this is a tech crowd, I talk in the book about how the Bible actually reminds me of the Wikipedia, because it has all of these authors and editors over hundreds of years, and it sort of evolved. It's not a book that was written and, you know, came down from on high. So I thought I would end by telling you just a couple of the takeaway, the bigger lessons that I learned from my year. The first is, thou shalt not take the Bible literally. This was this became very, very clear early on. Because if you do, then you end up acting like a crazy person and stoning adulterers. Or here's another example of, I did spend some time shepherding, you know. So it's a very relaxing vocation. I recommend it.